Simplified, the Heart Sutra. Generated by the ship's computer. Read by Latrina Splatch. The Heart Sutra is like this mind-blowing text from Buddhism that's all about the deepest truths of existence. I mean, it's not your typical book with a beginning, middle, and end, but more like this concentrated wisdom bomb that monks and scholars have been unpacking for centuries. Okay, so picture this. You're diving into the Heart Sutra, and right off the bat, it hits you with this line that's just pure poetry. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. That's the opener. It's basically saying that everything we see and experience, like our physical forms and the whole world around us, is empty of any permanent, independent existence. It's kind of mind-boggling, right? It challenges you to think beyond the surface of things. Then there's another line that really got me thinking. There is no suffering, no origination, no stopping, no path. It's talking about the Four Noble Truths of Buddhism, but in a really stripped-down, profound way. It's like saying suffering isn't this fixed thing that just happens to us. It's more about how we perceive and relate to the world. And the whole idea of no path means that these truths aren't about following a set of rules or rituals, but about understanding the nature of reality itself. One of the most famous parts of the Heart Sutra is the mantra, Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate, Bodhisvaha. It's this rhythmic chant that's supposed to be this powerful call to transcendence. It means something like, gone, gone beyond, completely beyond enlightenment, hail. Imagine chanting that in a temple with monks. It's like you're invoking this higher state of being, this ultimate wisdom. But here's the thing. The Heart Sutra isn't just some ancient text that's hard to connect with. It's got these universal truths that speak to everyone, no matter where or when you live. Like when it says, therefore, in the emptiness, there is no form, no sensation, perception, mental reaction, or consciousness. It's getting at the idea that our whole experience of life, our senses, thoughts, and feelings, are all interconnected and not separate from the emptiness that underlies everything. It's deep stuff that makes you rethink how you see yourself and the world. I remember the first time I read the Heart Sutra. It was in this quiet moment, and I was trying to wrap my head around this idea of emptiness. It's not emptiness like a void or nothingness. It's more like this profound openness where everything arises and passes away. It's about letting go of attachments and seeing things as they truly are. I think that's why the Heart Sutra has stuck with people for so long. It's not just about Buddhism. It's about understanding the nature of reality and our place in it. It challenges us to look beyond our everyday lives and see the bigger picture. So, yeah, the Heart Sutra might seem like this ancient text from a far-off culture, but it's really about exploring the deepest truths of existence and finding wisdom that's relevant to everyone, no matter who you are or where you come from. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed having your mind blown as much as I enjoyed blowing it. Computer, end program.